Blog Talk Radio.
Says in an interview today that there is no systemic racism. Just a few bad apples, you know. They just choke. It's like he's making a punt. They just choke. Yeah, well, we get choked out, truth be told. And if that were true, and I would venture to say that it's not, 401 years would say otherwise. See, that's what they want you to do. They want you to lie to yourselves or each other, as if you're in the land of Oz. Nothing wrong. There's no good witch, no bad witch, no flying monkeys, and they certainly didn't beat the stuffing out of the scarecrow. Just like they do us in every aspect of our lives. And he says, no, no. Well, this is akin to going into a prison system. And a warden going into a prison system and saying, hey, you guys ain't locked up. What? Yeah, warden, we locked up. No, you just seeing things. I'm the warden. I know everything. You don't know anything. If it wasn't serious, it'd be laughable. My name is Yamsu Arif. Thought I'd share that with you. Let's get into our studies, okay? May the Most High bless you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by his studies and the application of his word in your lives once you study that. Turn to chapter 7 of Genesis, that Greek word for the book Baraka, I believe. As Cartier said, and he's certainly right. You know, that brother does his due diligence, and I hope you're doing your due diligence also in your studies. Chapter 7. And may the Most High bless you by the reading, studying, and most importantly, the application of his word to your life. You can read and study all day long. But if it's not your tower, it's not your buckler, it's not your guiding light, well, you're wasting your time, and you're wasting our time. Truth be told, that's not wasting any time. Make the right application. Let us begin, shall we? Then Yah said to Noah, he gave him specific instructions. Noah didn't have to think about anything. He didn't have to lean to his own understanding. He didn't have to guess or anything. Just like us on the Most High word is, you don't have to guess about it. You're given specific instructions. I want you to specifically go into that ark with all your household for you alone. You know what? Even his folks weren't right. You missed that part, didn't you? Even his folks weren't right, because the Most High made it quite clear that his folks weren't right. But that being said, let us get to the core of the matter. When you're going along in your journey, that don't mean everybody's going to be right now. And the Most High pointed it out to Noah. He said, you alone have I found righteous before me in this generation. A very clean animal. You thought wrong. See, with the clean animals that we are permitted to partake of, you take seven paths. Male and female, not just a pair, with the clean animals. And every animal that is not clean, that we're not to partake of, you take two, a male and a female, one pair. Of the birds of the sky, also seven pairs, male and female, to keep alive upon the earth. For in seven days' time, I will make it rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. I will blot out the earth, all its existence that I created. And Noah did just as Yah commanded him. He did not lean to his understanding. He did not put his private interpretation. He didn't have to second guess. You don't either. Noah, at that point in time, was 600 years old when the flood came. Water upon the earth. Noah with his three sons, his wife, his son's wife, went into the ark. Because the water, the ark became, because of the water of the flood. Of the clean animals, all the animals were not clean of the birds and everything that creep on the earth, two of each male and female, they came to Noah. Noah didn't have to go get them. Those were not clean. They're not clean. Noah didn't have to search them out. They had a built-in apparatus, what y'all call, they came. They came to Noah and to the ark. As y'all commanded Noah, the animals were commanded, and they did what they were told. On the seventh day, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600 years of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day, specifications, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst open. Water came from the earth, and the floodgates of the sky broke open. At double whammy. The water fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. That same day, Noah and Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, went into the ark with Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons. They and all the beasts of every kind, all cattle of every kind, all creatures of every kind, they creep on the earth. All birds of every kind, every bird, every winged thing, they came to Noah and to the ark. To each of all flesh in which there was a breath of life. Thus they entered, comprised male and female of all flesh, as Yah had commanded them. And the Elohim shut them, and he shut the door. Noah didn't shut the door. Shem didn't shut the door. Ham didn't shut the door. Japheth didn't shut the door. The wise didn't shut the door. Yah shut the door. He's going to do that again, shut some doors on all flesh. As Yah commanded him, and the Elohim shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth, and the water increased, and raised the ark so that it rose above the earth, the mountains, and everything. The water swelled, increased greatly upon the earth. The ark drifted upon the waters. When the waters had swelled much more upon the earth, all the highest mountains everywhere, Mount Everest, all that, under the sky was covered, completely covered, 15 cubits higher than the water swelled than the highest mountain. As the mountains were covered, all flesh that stirred on earth perished, birds, cattle, beasts, all the things that swarm upon the earth and all mankind, all in whose nostrils was the merest breath of life, all that was on the dry land died, all existence on the earth was blotted out, man, cattle, creeping things, birds of the air, they were blotted out from the earth, only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. That's plain and simple. Do what Yah tells you, when he tell you, how he tell you, then you won't have any problems. But if you don't, you're going to be blotted out. My name is Yamsu. I'm going to bring my brother and friend on from New York, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yamsuf Ari.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's another interesting chapter talking about the beginning and the first judgment that came upon the earth. He said Noah was righteous, but his sons was up in there too to be following instructions because everybody didn't make it in that ark, which is why the Most High shut the door. Because you can't imagine, right? Noah's wife, she had family, right?
Yeah, I mean, somebody.
Mother, father, sister, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, and they would be inclined to open the door. Yeah, they would be inclined to open the door. They folks knocking on the door, crying and screaming and
family.
Whatnot.
Right? Yeah, your family's out here. Family's out here.
Yeah.
Your mother's out here. Your father's out here. Little Jimmy's out here. Yeah, I said, no, I'm shutting the door.
Yeah, Ray Ray.
I ain't shutting the door.
Yeah, Ray Ray and Poo Poo knocking at the door now.
Okay, baby and her kids.
Baby and her kids. Kadre, you funny. Baby and her kids.
Yeah, it was a day. No.
Yeah, it was a
baby
day.
Baby and them wasn't around. You know who was around in that time? It says the Nephilim, the sons of God that married the daughters of men, and they had men of renown.
Right.
So these were the people that was walking around, these giants.
Right.
And guess what else? Dinosaurs.
Yep, dinosaurs. Yep, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now, some of them giants could have survived because, you know, the water didn't rise nothing but 15 feet above the highest mountain. If they was taller than 15 feet, they could have survived. Because they could have kept jumping up for 40 days, I guess, till they got tired. I don't know. They could have survived. That's about the only. And them giants, some of them giants may could have survived.
It wasn't 15 feet. It says 15 cubits.
Yeah, 15
you know what
15
cubits is?
Break it down just like we're 4 years old.
23 feet above the highest mountain.
I don't know about them giants surviving at 23 feet. You know what I mean?
They try to say that the dinosaurs were taken out by a meteor. No, they were taken out by this flood. The Most High said, I'm wiping out everything that lives and breathes on the earth. The only thing that he didn't really care was the fish because they live in the waters.
Exactly.
Right?
It didn't bother them. They was happy.
No, it didn't bother them at all. They probably was having fun. We got more water, more places to swim.
We having fun, fellas.
They fly these dolphins were slipping out the water. Whales are going, you know. They didn't have to get in the ark.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that all those animals came to the ark, what made them animals come to the ark, man?
The Most High commanded them.
Not just the animals, but mosquitoes, flies, lightning bugs.
Yeah, worms, caterpillars, locusts, everything went up in there.
Creeping things.
Yep.
Could you have stayed on that ship with the creeping things running around?
No, you know what? Yeah, I could have. I could have. Cause you know why I could have? Cause y'all commanded get on that ark and be quiet. Stay where you put.
That's right.
And the Most High told them to shut up, sit down, and stay out the way. Don't make
and
no way, no problem. Yeah.
You talking about bears? You talking about lions? You talking about alligators? You talking about poisonous snake? You talking about all that meat. You got seven of each clean animal. And then you had the wild beast, the predators. I know they was licking their chops. Like, yo.
But the Most High shut their mouth so they couldn't do anything. Shut up and sit down. And you eat that grass over there north and bring it to you. That's all you're going to eat for 40 days. And you better laugh.
Right.
And them
like
animals
the
ain't ask no questions. That lion sit over there ate that straw like everything here. And liked it too. This straw. I ain't never ate none of this. Man, it's mighty tasty. But wait till I get off the laundry. Yeah.
And the bulls and the wildebeest can eat it. You can eat it too.
And you know, our favorite kind, the hyena. They were over there. Want to get in
something? But in reality, it was only one pair of them. They usually teach our children that it was two pairs of each kind. That's not what the book says.
No, it don't.
It says seven clean kind
and
a pair of every other kind. Not two pairs of every other kind. A pair.
That's the problem. That's the problem. They go by what people say instead of studying things for they say. Then they have a misinterpretation.
Exactly.
That's why you need to study for yourself.
Yeah. And think about this, because we was talking about the flood and how high they were above the highest mountain. What happens when you get to the highest mountain? What you find at the peak of mountains?
You can see all the earth. I mean,
you see snow.
Snow, and if it was flooded. Wow. Yeah, because it's cold.
It's so
up
cold.
There. It's cold.
So the higher you go, the colder it gets, right?
Yeah.
Don't they talk about the ice age?
Yeah.
Where do you think the ice age came from?
It came from when everything dried out.
When all that water rose so high, it had to freeze, man. Certain places where the sun is hot, I'm sure it didn't freeze. But wherever it was cold and you reached that altitude, and I'm sure the dinosaurs trying to run up in the mountains, to escape the flood,
but
they froze. That's why you find whole fossils buried in a mountain.
Exactly.
So they try to run up in the mountains, but, you know, when water hits that mud, it turns into, like, quicksand.
Right.
You're talking about heavy beast.
They were sliding and covered up in mudslides and whatnot.
Right. You ever see a cow get stuck in mud?
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
So imagine dinosaurs, which is like, if you ever go to a museum and see the size of their bones, they were sinking
right
in the mountains, bro.
Yeah, they were sloshing, and the ground was not firm. The firmament wasn't firm. And
does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
That's why they find whole fossils, and that's why
right
they find sea creatures in the tops of mountains, don't they?
Exactly.
Fossils of sea creatures. Now, how does sea creature, how does fossil of this, what they call them? Seahorse get up here in the Alps.
If they studied what we studied and put two and two together, they would come up with four.
Well, they're not here to teach us the truth. They're here to deceive us and fill us with dreams and illusions.
Yeah, especially when Donald Trump said there is no systemic racism. Come on,
and this, that's like the warden going up in the prison. He's the warden going inside his own prison, trying to figure out how he's going to stay from being locked up behind the bars.
Yeah,
that he's
right
looking at.
Right.
That he, you know, inspecting the prison.
Yeah, there's no systemic racism in here. I mean, there's no systemic incarceration in here. Yes, sir, warden, there is. No, it's not. Why is not, warden? Because I said so. Be quiet and get in that cell. That's what the kid.
King Solomon said, teach the child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. So Donald Trump is how old? 74 years old? He
and
grew up in that redneck, hate a nigga era.
Yeah. Truth be told.
We don't want y'all niggas in our school. We don't want y'all niggas drinking from our water fountain. We don't want y'all niggas in our restaurants. We don't want y'all niggas drinking from our fountains. Yeah, that's what the Confederate flag and all that was about, right?
Yeah.
He's in that generation.
I don't want to rent an apartment to you guys, especially in New York City. I mean, he was systemic for that. Him and his father had to go to court for that.
Slumlord. You know what a slumlord is?
Exactly. That's
Donald
what him
Trump.
And that's what Jared Kushner.
Slumlord.
Jared Kushner the same way. The apple don't fall apart from the tree as far as his relationship with Trump's dog. What is the girl named Ivana or whatever? I mean, Ivanka.
Yes.
Hey, you know
all of them got Russian names. And they wonder why they went there with the Russians.
Contrary, as things he said about
Lani
his daughter.
Ivanka.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah, you know, things he says about his own daughter is very.
You can tell he's a hillbilly.
Yeah.
One of them hillbillies, man. Marrying a cousin.
Yeah, you can get your own daughter, man. I got two daughters, right, 24 and 22. I would never say anything inappropriate about them. I don't even see them that way. That's disgusting. You know, when they were little girls, and I told them when they came by this past Sunday, I said, y'all don't remember how I used to bathe y'all? I maybe used to put about, maybe, if they were lucky, about 3 inches went to water and bed too, and I give them a towel. I say, y'all wash yourself all over now. And I'd be outside. And I said, now I got to dry them off. I don't want to see them little naked girls. You know what I mean? But I had to do what I had to do, you know, because they were babies. And so I get one out, put a towel around them, you know, dry. You know, I didn't want to see a little body. And I'd dry a little body off. And I, you stand over here. I get Joe out. Dry her off. I don't want to see your little private parts, you know. And I'm uncomfortable, you know. Get my children and dry them off and put the towel around them, put their underclothes on and whatnot, and all that kind of. That when they had to go to use the restroom, man, I said, oh Lord, Dad, I gotta pee, I gotta move. I said, oh Lord, now here I go again. And this man said things about his child, it would make me very uncomfortable. Said some of the things he said about his child. There's no way.
So that's why we got to give our mothers and our women props, because they ain't got no problem cleaning up their little boys.
No,
they ain't got no problem. cleaning up their little butts until they could take care of themselves.
Right.
So I know how you feel, because it's awkward. A man ain't supposed to be taking care of his daughter, and you know, that's the mother's job.
Yeah,
they put you in an awkward position.
Very uncomfortable brother position. And then when I got older, to watch myself as a male, I felt uncomfortable when mom would come in there. You know, I was like Adam, I'm naked.
Reached that point.
Yeah, maybe when I was about five.
I don't need you no more, mama.
Yeah, no, mom, no. No, you can't come in here, mom. These big boy things, you can't look at these things, mama. Get out of here. Get, please, mama, go cover your little self up. Come on, man.
And your mother been changing your diaper since day one.
Yeah, and she's seen everything.
Like you hide something from her.
Yeah, she was.
You ain't hiding nothing from your mother, man.
Yeah,
you know your whole anatomy, son.
Yeah, but I feel like Adam. Hey, I'm naked. I know you, mama, but no, you. This big boy thing, mama, get on out of here. Come on now, stop it. I don't need you to bath me no more.
Just goes to show how long it takes for human beings to mature, whereas animals hit the ground running.
It takes some time for us to be cognizant, you know what I mean, of certain things.
Yeah. But, as far as Donald Trump is concerned and his fetish for his daughter, his wife, I don't know if that's her mother, but they got pictures of her in bed with another woman butt naked. So they ain't got too much shame. To their game, son.
Now, that ain't her mama. Her mama is Ivanka or something. Her name is somewhat similar. So, but you know the man was married three times.
You gotta learn Russian to say the names, huh?
Yeah. So yeah, he had three different wives, and I think his children. She got the last one got that boy a Baron, I think that's his name. And I think another had a couple, and the little Tiffany, I think is by the second wife before the one he married to now. The little bug-eyed looking girl, the fat face girl. I think that was by his second wife. I think the two boys and Ivanka was by the first wife. I think the little boy, that's by the cat lady.
Don't talk about her son, man. Don't talk about her son.
I ain't saying nothing bad about the boy. I said the cat lady. I don't talk about no children. I said the cat lady.
Yeah, I'm just warning you, because she'll come at you with the claws, son. That cat will come out of her. But anyway, I think Donald Trump might have children in Russia that he's keeping on the low that Putin got level over him. You know what I'm saying? Because he likes to run around with porn stars, and he likes to run around with beauty contestants and all that. They probably got him in a compromise. They probably got Donald Trump's son or daughter over there in Russia, which he's so worried about. Which is why he don't condemn them for taking bounties out on U.S. military men's heads. That's crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Russia's putting bounties out on U.S. military personnel, and he ain't got a word to say about it.
He's down with that.
But his focus is on busting our heads, knocking us up upside the head, ramping up the police like he want to turn it into Russia.
Oops, upside the head.
But he don't know what he's dealing with, man. Our people are resilient, man. We ain't no pushovers, man. You keep pushing, we're going to push back.
Exactly.
And the Most High is on our side. Like,
truth be told.
Angry at them, God is on our side. We ain't stones rolling down a mountainside, because God is on our side. You just don't know it yet. And you'll come to find out pretty soon.
You'll find out.
No doubt.
He
wants us to follow his instructions. And his instructions are detailed. He told Noah what size to build the ark, what to use, how to build the ark. And trust me, Noah finished the job from day one to the day it started raining. And I'm sure they thought he was crazy. Noah, you bugging, man. You've been building this thing for 120 years. I ain't seen a drop of rain in 50 years.
Right.
You think it's all flooded?
Yeah.
You building it nowhere near the sea. This thing ain't going to float. But I'm sure they started bugging out when they seen them animals.
Yeah, they laughed at him. They laughed at him for that whole 120 years. This man is retarded. What is he doing?
And when it was finished, what a spectacle it must have been to see every bird, every animal of all kinds entering that ark.
Their mouth was aghast. I bet they were shocked. Whoa, man. Did you see them two lions go up in there? You see them two tigers? I bet their mouth was open. Wow. For real?
What magic power does this man have? Mm-hmm. And what attraction does this thing we've been mocking
really,
him about?
Right,
what
really
kind of power does it really have in it?
Right.
I'm sure they was all up on that ark after they seen that ark.
Yeah, they was having some trouble. I'm sure they tried to clam up on it and to ride it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's too late. Don't wait till it's too late. You got to make long-term preparation.
Right.
Guess what? The clock is ticking. Think y'all going to let you in that ark at the last minute because you changed your way?
Yeah, the last minute thing, it didn't work for them.
No, it sure did. Not at all. But that logic, that reason about the waters going like 23 feet above the mountain and y'all saying, I'm killing everything on earth that's not in this ark that breathes. They trying to say a meteor hit somewhere down in Central America and wiped out the dinosaur.
Oh, is that right?
That never, yeah, that's what they say. That's what wiped out the dinosaur. The meteorite.
You going to believe what your enemy tell you? Keep on believing it.
Yeah, that's what they teach you, bro. Top scientists in the world, some kind of meteor. It might have been a meteor that hit that started the waters coming up from the deep. But if it killed the dinosaurs, every other living thing that was living during the time of the dinosaurs would have been wiped out too. Because I'm pretty sure dinosaurs are much stronger, much more resilient than anything that was living under them.
Exactly.
If you've seen the dinosaurs I've seen, you mean it wiped them out and then wipe out everything else out, like the elephant and the chimpanzee and the gorilla? It ain't wiped them out. Why was it so selective? Why was that meteor so selective? It should have wiped out every bird. It should have even wiped out some fish.
Exactly.
But that's their theory.
Yeah, that's their theory. It certainly ain't facts.
Rather than follow the history, because this is not speculation, this is not theory, this is history, because they named people after the three sons of Noah. You either Shemitic, Hamitic, or Japhetic.
Well, how you going to take one part of it and not take all of it?
You have to take all of it. How you going to call us Hamitic? We under the curse of Ham. But you're saying we evolved from apes, from one cell, a single cell that evolved from a big bang.
You can't have it both ways, brother.
No, you can't. You can't
have it both ways.
And you could look up who are the sons of Shem, Ham, and Japheth in the world today. What nations come from these three men? And you'll see there's connections. Egyptians, Ethiopians, the ancient Philistines, they all connected with Ham. And they'll tell you that in their encyclopedias.
Exactly.
So which one is it? Is it science or is it what we're reading right here and by way of history that's written in the scriptures? Because people look at this book as a religious book, right? They think it's a religious book. It's more historical than anything else.
Exactly.
Right? We're talking about nations and the history of the world because they see traces of the flood worldwide. As a matter of fact, you can see the Grand Canyon. You see water cut that out.
Exactly. It
certainly
water did.
Cut that up.
It certainly did cut it up.
Okay.
Well, Cartrell and listeners, that was a good conversation on the seventh chapter, I believe the seventh chapter.
Oh, by the way,
They
say that every nation on earth has a flood story.
Yeah, every nation knows about the big flood. The big flood. Everybody knows about it.
Uh-huh.
It's part of their innate nature. They know about it. Well, listeners, that was a good study, Cartrell and I. Let's continue on in our studies, shall we? May the Most High bless you by the reading, study, and application of this word. Go to the second book of Zechariah. the vision of the measuring line, the Zechariah song. Give you a few seconds to get there. Okay, have you got that second chapter of Zechariah? Okay. All right, let's get started. Then I raised, now this is Zechariah speaking. Then I raised my eyes and I looked. And behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. He wasn't no man. And so I said, hey, where you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what it is, what it is width and what is its length. And there was an angel who talked with me going out. And another angel was coming out to meet him, who said to me, the angel that was with me, run, speak to this young man, the one that said, Jerusalem shall be inhibited. Again, a town without walls. There won't be any walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Elohim, will be a wall of fire around her. There will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem. Boy, that's going to be an awesome sight. Is there a wall of fire around it now? Oh, no, I don't think so. But the Most High said, the wall will be a wall of fire around her. And I will be the glory in her midst. The Most High is there now? No, I don't think so.
Ain't no fiery wall either.
No, no fiery wall. That's when you know things are perking up. And here's the
Donald
future.
Trump can't build this kind of wall.
No. I don't care what he talking about. He ain't talking about that. And he says about the future joy of Zion and many nations. See, not only our nation, but many more nations who's not part of the conspiracy and mess. Up, flee from the land of the north. He's talking about us, those in the captivity. Says the Elohim, when I call you, flee. For I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven. You are all over the place, says the Elohim.
Mentally, spiritually,
right.
And physically.
And
we scattered everywhere.
All over the heavens.
When he says flee from the north, don't tie ourselves into Western ways.
Exactly.
Leave these Western ways alone.
Yeah,
we're trying to lift
you,
up Babylon.
Yeah, when I tell you spiritually, in your mind, escape in your mind, and when physically, when I call for you, escape. Don't be mentally shackled to them, and don't be physically shackled to them, because when I call you and tell you escape, I mean for you to get away. You who dwell with the daughter of Babylon, you over there in the United States of America, who wants to vote for your rights? You want to march for your rights. You want to get along. You want them to love you and cry. Why you ain't love me? Oh, you don't love me. They ain't going to never love you. That's your problem. They don't
and
want
they
to
show
be part of you. That's your problem.
They show
you
their deceit from jump.
Yo.
They show you their deceit from jump. Go to Babylon, right? North America. The Most High talking about the North. And
the
then
North.
The daughter of Babylon, the North American symbol is the Statue of Liberty, right?
Exactly.
Why would you have the Statue of Liberty when you got slaves?
It's limited for them, not for us.
Right. We're still crying for liberty. With the Statue of Liberty standing up there in the harbor with her torch in the air. We still trying to fight for this liberty. How long that statue been there?
Contrary, if they had put the original,
you need to bring
statue,
that statue down.
Yeah, the original statue that they
statue.
Originally made. If they had to put that, then I would say, yeah, they want us all to be free and liberty, freedom, and the pursuit of happiness. But they didn't want us to know. We can't have that sister up there. No, you got to remake that statue. See, the original statue was a sister. No, when the French sit over the details, what?
So,
no, we don't put that statue.
So,
yo,
I'm glad they didn't do that, because that would have been a real slap in the face to talking about the Statue of Liberty being a black woman when you got slaves?
A lot of people don't know the real. Yeah, they don't know the real statue was a sister.
Yeah, the French did that. And they had slaves too. That's why we got a place called Haiti. So the French was real bold with their stuff.
Yeah.
You got a black woman as a Statue of Liberty. And
you got slaves. And the French are still duplicitous. They are still got colonization over there in Africa, so-called Africa. They still have colonization.
In their minds, we're one level above the eight. And they're like 10 levels above the eight.
Yeah.
We're one level above the eight, and they 10 layers above the eight.
Yeah, but they think they slick. Them Frenchmen, they think they real slick. They were domestic. All right. And for thus said the Elohim of hosts, he sent me after the glory to the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Oh, Lord.
That's a warning.
He who abuse you, mistreat you, dominate you, and sometimes kill you in every aspect of your life, I got him. For surely, I will shake my
head. Wait a minute. Do we see each other as the apple of Yah's eye? Or have we reached that level yet?
No, our mind hadn't reached that attainment, that spiritual attainment.
Because if we didn't, we wouldn't be
killing each other, and we wouldn't be cussing each other, we wouldn't be abusing our sisters, we wouldn't be abusing our children.
He didn't specify. He said, for whoever touches you, touches the apple of his eye. Whether it be you
and they go
or
for some of you brothers. Yeah, and that go for some of you brothers who like to put your hand on our sister. That go for some of you brothers who like to kill our brothers in the streets of Chicago, New York City, Baltimore, Maryland, Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, I'm saying you rolling. Because it ain't just the nations that put their hands on us. The daughters of Zion and their alliances and our family put their hands on us. Most of us looking at our people who put their hands on our people and don't see each other as the apple of his eye.
You can't get away with that. You better stop it. Because you can't get away with that. You think, I'm a husband. You ain't got a right to put your hand on that sister, brother. You got the game twisted, player. Okay? You got the game totally twisted. Okay, well, she my wife. She was the daughter of the Most High. Folks, she was your wife, player. Okay, don't give you no right to be putting your hand on them women. Well, she was sassing me, getting me. That's her mouth. You don't like it? Get it, getting. Can't make nobody do nothing, coach. She my wife. Just cause she love you, don't mean you own her, partner. The Most High own her. Get your game right, player. Okay. You better read and study this and make some application and get your mind right. Put your hand on these sisters, the daughters of Zion. You ain't going to get away shooting our brothers down and selling them drugs in the street. You ain't going to get away mistreating our children and slave trafficking, sex trafficking them. You ain't going to get away. Most High got a par for you too, player. Keep the game tight. Keep that same intensity when the Most High come. Say, look here. You one of my sons, yeah. And what you putting their hand on? What you slave trap? What you sell dope for in the neighborhood just poke like that for? I don't want to hear no, you know nothing. Now hear what you finna find out. Though to touch one of mine, you gonna get asked for. So, bro, if you one of them wife abusers, cheering abusers, brother killers, or whatnot, you better make some repentance. You better call out to Yah. So you need to call out to Yah. That's what you need to be doing. And say, look here, I'm Lord of the Worm, y'all. Just like King Dawood. I'm Lord in a minstrel cloth. I ain't no earthly good. I didn't know no better. That ain't no excuse for but I do know better, and I want to change, y'all. Please forgive me. Take me back. Forgive our forefathers. Clean me up. Give me a new mind. Give me a new spirit. People that look like me, people that look like you, they are children of the Most High in most cases when we are in different countries. And you ain't got a right to be making things matter, making things worse for your brothers and sisters just because you can.
Right.
You're going to get asked for.
Hey, Brother Yasuf, we've been through this dance before. You mentioned King David and our ancient fathers. It's the same dance that they was doing. That's why they became two nations. Israel trying to dominate Judah. And most of them said, no, I'm not having that. You treating your brother like he's the enemy. And we did. And guess what? We suffered as a result, which is why we're here. Most of them get all your out.
But Israel didn't spoke to have the king anyway. So what they was usurping authority anyway. The king is supposed to come from the 10 tribe. The king came from the tribe of Yehuda. So they were usurping authority in the first place.
Right. Kind of like America when they usurped the king of England and became a country on their own. And you still got the rebellious type wicked spirit. They sent the worst of their people from England and Europe from over here. To colonize this land.
Gangsters,
they sent cutthroats,
thieves, murderers,
all kind of people, pirates. Yep. And that spirit hasn't changed.
And they brought the same game plan that they had in England. They brought the same game plan and did our native brothers and sisters in this Western Hemisphere the very same way. They mistreated them, abused them, dominated them, and sometimes killed a whole nation. How cruel can you be to give nations smallpox blankets that you know that people had smallpox in England? And hey man, we need to send some of them be blankets. We're gonna get rid of the whole tribe over there, them Blackfoot, them Aquarius. We're gonna get rid of all of them. We're gonna give them blankets like we love them. We're gonna make them drunk. We're gonna give them fire water. They gonna love
Yo, I just thought of a t-shirt. Instead of Black Lives Matter or I Am a Man.
Right.
You know what it is?
What is it, brother?
I am the apple of Yah's eye. Keep your hands off me.
Now, that's nice. I would buy that.
You would buy that?
I'd buy that.
I know you would.
Yeah. I'm the apple of Yah's eye. Keep your hands off me.
For sure. I'll give you the biblical reference. Zachariah. Remember.
Because
it's a warning.
Yeah, I like that. Nah, I'd go for that t-shirt.
Okay,
that's
my
good.
Son's making t-shirts, man. I'll put you the first one on the order.
And now look here, I want to be part of that investment.
You want to be part of that investment?
I want to be part of the investment team. I'll see you some money,
man. That's how we got to do.
Hey, we're going to make this happen, bro. If you want to get it going on, I'll send you the money, man. I want part of that investment. 50-50.
yeah, that's what we need, man. We need some
make it happen.
Apple. We need all the apples of Yah's eye to come together so we can be them golden apples.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Look here. You make sure the logistics, I make sure you got the dollars. You're going to make a whole lot of sense.
Yo, you see how ideas pop out the air, man? But trust
me.
Man.
Well,
leaning on the word of Yah.
He
say we the apple of his eye. We need to consider each other as the apple of Yah's eye. Right?
Right. Don't touch
me.
I might be rotten.
But I'm trying to get correction, man, because Yah is the one that revives. So we are rotten apples. We trying to be the right apples. So that means like a new start. You got to plant a new seed within your soul, your spirit. Like you said, get up out of the door to Babylon. Stop thinking like they think or deep thinking.
Yeah.
What they've taught you, and get to the root of the truth. Because they don't see us as the apple of Yah's eye. Believe me.
Yeah, bro, you make it happen, I'll be the banker and send me a load of them t-shirts. Only thing you got to do is put down New York on it that anybody buy it. this t-shirt New York City. They'll buy it down here in the South. They love everything in New York. So only thing you got to put made in New York.
I can see the wheels in my son's head turning right now.
Hey, tell him get it started. We're going to make it happen.
He said he just needs the money. He just needs the money to get it rolling.
Hey, tell him send me a plan. Tell him send me a plan. We're going to make it happen. Tell him send me a plan. We're going to make it happen.
We work on it. We'll work on it.
All right.
He got the plan.
All right.
So,
okay, well, damn it.
I'm putting him on that entrepreneurial thing.
That's
when
what we
grow
need.
Up, when we grow up, they teach us.
Uh-huh.
go to school, get an education, get a job. No, that's the formula for disaster, for running the rat race that you never win.
True,
right?
Because
you just run in the mill.
No, because they're educating you to run that system. They're not educating you to lead that system. They're educating you to run their enterprise. Not
and they
to
call
lead
it the rat race, which is an insult. They're calling you a rat running a race.
Yeah.
What rat
yeah.
wins the race? You ever heard the rat wins the race?
The rat ain't never. Maybe crazy cats rat, but nobody else.
There is no finish line, my son said. You just
hey,
run.
Maybe crazy cats. Maybe crazy cats rat one, so I love you. I love you.
Yeah. And the rat race, you run till you die.
Truth be told. And you, hey, just like the hamster. You know the hamster and the
wheel.
That's how we are. We're a hamster and we are. We running fast and ain't going nowhere. Quick, fast, and early. We just like that hamster.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate, but we got to step out that box. Because we're the apple of your eye. Remember that. Put that in your heart. Your people,
yeah.
We, the Black Lives Matter people out there, they think that Black Lives Matter. No, we the apples. The apple of y'all's eye matters. And y'all keep putting your hands on us. I know the Alphabet Boys out there listening. They might shut down the show, but no, fair warning. You know, you got a man that's leading y'all toward y'all's destruction. And y'all going to follow him over the cliff. But he keep on provoking the Most High Yah. And we see the Most High is jealous for his people. So, fair warning. Soof, you still there?
Yeah, Dr. Now, I step away from the mic.
Okay.
I've been drinking that water, and that's all you had to know when a guy over 60 years old. Yeah, you eat drink a lot of water. You know what he's gonna be doing. Okay, I ain't got to set up. You already know.
Yeah. So we treasure hunting, and sometimes you know when you find that big nugget, you have to stop and look and meditate on it. You know, because we're putting some hard work in. We going book by book, chapter by chapter. And a lot of people just gloss over these chapters, read straight through it, just to say that they read the Bible. No, there's some nuggets we need to look at, son.
And try to
for real.
Try to find it, and because it'll work for you instead of on you. But reading, simply reading, and not trying to get a innate understanding of it, and because of that innate understanding, you're trying to make the right application. So you just read, you're skirting, glossing over. You're not really trying to get into details and whatnot. We try to get into details, and the end result is better. We come up with a nice. T-shirt that's not a slogan, but it's a fact. See, we're not putting out a slogan like they're doing in the Black Lives Matter movement, or I am a man or whatnot. We're putting out facts. Don't touch me. Yeah, we keep it real.
That's why it's
pretty
confident.
I tell you, the wheels in my son's head is rolling, man.
Tell him, give me some numbers. Crush me some numbers. That's all that you need to do.
Yeah.
All right, we will continue on.
That's an important T-shirt, and
I think
my grandson could really do the graphics. He's doing his little comic book right now, my grandson. But yeah, man.
Tell him we don't need no Wadunka land. Don't tell him don't put no Wadunka land. We don't need Wadunka. Okay.
Right. My son.
The name of the line is called
Already Free. The name of the line of his clothing is Already Free.
Hey,
right?
Tell him his mind is really cranking up, ain't it?
No, but he already got the company. That's the premise of it. We already free.
Oh.
But now that I dropped this science, you know, my company like in the ends of the universe. He said he's gonna add all that to it.
Well, look here, tell him, give me a plan. I always tell people, give me a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna make sure it happens. Okay.
Yeah.
What
is a will is a way.
Truth be told.
You ain't finished. I stopped you at verse 8, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Verse 8. Okay. Let me see.
Read that one again, bro.
Okay. Let me go back up. He sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of my eye. Can you imagine? A lot of people call their wives or their husbands the apple of their eyes, their children the apples of their eyes. You are my intense desire. You are my whole core of thinking. My whole world evolves around you. That's what the Most High is saying. My whole world evolves around you. I have intense desire for you. Man, that's deep. Real deep.
We should be as wise as those animals that listened to Yah and got on that ark, right?
Is that no question asked?
And we are both animals, supposedly.
I don't want to get on that cruise boat with them lions and them tigers. I'm a lamb. No, I'm just getting. I'm a deer. You know, bears eat me. No, get on the grizzly bears or eat me. Go get in there, get it. I nice you that. Get on up in there. And they did what they were told.
We talking about the Most High. He got all this passion and love for us, but we do damage to ourselves because we don't listen and follow what he tells us to do.
Truth be told. Truth be
told. Doing damage to ourselves, man.
Yep, we certainly do, Contra. We certainly do. And it reads, "For surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants. Then you will know that I am the Elohim of hosts. Then you will know that the Elohim of hosts has sent me." Zechariah said, "You will know at the end that Yah sent me." And then he sent me, I wrote this book, and you will know at the end of the final now is what's going down. And you said, oh, man, we should have believed it. You'll know that Yah sent me in the final now.
We should have been reading it and studying it. How about that?
Exactly. And applying it.
Yep.
Then he says to the daughter of Zion, "Oh, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I am coming. I will dwell in your midst, says the Elohim."
Stop.
"And many
Stop.
Nations."
Where is thou going to dwell?
In the midst.
So why are people trying to get into heaven when y'all trying to get to here?
You see, religions try to get to heaven.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to get here.
Well, y'all say? Y'all say, I'm coming. I'm coming. Shout
y'all
for glad go to Zion.
Yeah.
And don't be shouting for Jesus. I'm coming. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is coming, and I will live among you. That's a declaration he's making.
And y'all don't just speak just like we speak. Y'all don't just make declarations and just change my mind. That's the way we think. Our mind is not like y'all mind, okay?
We think y'all playing.
Exactly.
He's coming. He's coming.
Yeah. Exactly.
But we know he's already here. He's just waiting on us because we do damage to ourselves.
Truth be told.
He's just going to make us aware that he's here. And some of us is going to kill some of us.
And for some of you, brothers and sisters, out there, unfortunately, like to hate on all nations, you don't have that right. You don't have that prerogative. Okay? You need to get your own game tight. Because Yah says, many nations shall be joined to the Elohim in that day, and they shall become my people, just like you, my people. And I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Elohim of hosts has sent me, Zechariah says to you.
Right. And these things are waiting to be unfolded.
Exactly.
And we talked about that that treaty.
Uh-huh.
You asked me about that. And this is the reference I gave you. We can't be, you know, if people want to come to Yah, we can't stop them. Who are we to stop nations from serving Yah?
Because these folks are coming just like those animals in that ship came. And it wasn't incumbent upon Noah to try to shut that door. Okay? Noah,
I don't want the mosquitoes up in here.
Right. I don't want them mosquitoes in here. I don't want them snakes up in here. I don't want them hyenas up in here. Oh, I don't want them grizzly bears up in here. No, Noah humbled himself. Said, hey, if that's what y'all want, I'm all down for it. I'm going to just get out the way. What did y'all tell y'all go? The worm looked at it and pointed the head over there in the corner. He said, well, go on over there. Noah said to the hyena, where y'all want y'all land behind to go? They pointed their head over that way. He said, go on, get over there then. Them snakes slithered up in there. And Noah said, where y'all want y'all to go? they went to the bottom the third day. You know, go on, get to getting. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Stop hating on other nations. Stop beating up other nations. You got to be like Noah. If the Most High call him, you just get out the way. Because you don't call no shots. That's part of y'all problem now. You can't call shots with each other, but you want to call shots with other nations. You don't call no shots. That's called humility. Well, I don't like them. I ain't asked you got to like them. Okay? I ain't asked you what you lack. You don't like each other half the time. All right? Let me handle this. And y'all handled Noah. Noah did his part and got out the way. And that's how your mind got to be when it comes to y'all. Like, y'all take his business, you shut your mouth up, and you get out the way. That's your problem. And all of ours. And then you will know that the Elohim of hosts has sent me to you, Zechariah says. And the Elohim will take possession of Yehuda as his inheritance in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem, not heaven. Be silent, all flesh. Shut your mouth. Be silent, all flesh, before the Elohim. For he is aroused from his holy habitation. You don't run nothing. I'm coming up. I'm coming down. It's going down. And when I say it's going down, it's going down. Okay? And I done told y'all what's up. And I done told the apple of my eye, leave folks alone. Okay? Stop mistreating, killing, and abusing one another. Leave folks alone. Then let me, they just like those animals coming to Noah's ark. Let me do this. You're worried too much about the wrong thing. You got your mind on, you're trying to handle my business, and you can't handle your own business. Let me do this. See, that's called humility. Well, I don't think they ought to be going with us. I don't think they, I ain't asked you what you thought. That's your problem. Cottrell, your closing remarks on that, my brother?
I like this prophet, Zechariah.
Yeah.
Because he know he's doing all his talking. And his talk is not coming from him, but he's a messenger of the Most High.
Exactly.
But he takes his little side show. He says, okay, you're going to know that y'all sent me when all this happened.
In the final analysis.
Really know. Right.
In the final analysis.
You may not believe me. You may not know what the heck I'm talking about, but you're going to know that y'all sent me. And the amazing thing is that his words are right here today in 2020. They've lasted that long.
Exactly.
Because they try to tear these things up and hide these things from the public so they can have real control. But Yah said, no way. Everybody going to get a taste of this. Everybody going to get fair warning. And today you could get put your Bible right on your phone or your computer. You ain't got to go to Barnes & Noble to buy the Bible out the store. It's available to everybody everywhere on the planet that got under the white.
And it ain't going to be a melting pot like they said. It's going to be different nations coming together. It ain't going to be no melting pot. It's going to be melting that different nations come together, follow y'all. But it's going to be different nations. You ain't got to be like me. I ain't got to be like you. But we all got to be like some get right with y'all. If I'm in the tribe of Yehuda, I'm going to be in the tribe of Yehuda. If I'm in the tribe of Dan, I'm going to be in the tribe of Dan. Now, if you're from Sudan, you just going to be from Sudan. You ain't got to be like me. I ain't got to be like you. But we all got to get right with y'all. We all got to follow the rules.
Was the insect, the wild beasts, and the insects right with y'all?
Well, they was right enough to get on that boat.
and none of them was like any of the other one, were they?
Exactly.
So everybody fit into their space, but they all was under y'all. All them animals and all them insects and all them wild beasts.
Right.
Wasn't trying to like trade places. Y'all had a message for each and every one of them, just like y'all got a message for each and every nation. So, I got a question. If y'all's telling us to get up out of the daughter of Babylon, out of the north,
we
read that a little bit earlier, right?
Right.
That's instructions. Like he gave no instructions. Get up out of the north. Get up out of the daughter of Babylon, mentally, spiritually, and physically.
Right.
You can't claim being an American citizen anymore. So what nation do you claim?
You got
to. Y'all talking in terms of nation. He ain't mentioned AME Zion. He ain't mentioned Buddhism. He ain't mentioned Shintoism. He ain't mentioned Islam. He didn't mention Seventh-day Adventist. He said nation. What nation are you if you're not American? And what is American? Americans call themselves Irish-American and Italian-American and French-American and German-American and Chinese-American and Japanese-American and Korean-American. What nation do you call yourself, my people? We saying black. Black is not a nation.
Exactly.
Black lives matter. There's black nations. Ethiopia, Chad, Sudan, Morocco, Ghana, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Zaire. How many black nations? Which one are you?
Exactly.
In truth. Can't just say black. There's a lot of black nations.
Exactly. Well,
so
that was nice study, Cottrell.
Yes, sir.
I know you have another wonderful song for us, and we are all ears, my brother.
All right. Y'all ready for this? Because we're still dealing with the sons of Korach, I believe, in the 48th chapter of the Book of Psalms. Got the buzz boys coming by. Forgive me. Chapter 48. Are you ready for this? Because more and more the sons of Korach sound like King David. Praise Yah. Great is Yah and most worthy of praise. In the city of our Elohim, his holy mountain. We know, we all know where that's at, right? We just read it, Jerusalem.
Exactly.
Beautiful in its loftiness. The joy of the whole earth, like the heights of Zaphon in Mount Zion. The city of the great king, Elohim, is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. We just read that, right? He said it's going to be a fire around that city, right?
Exactly.
So they concur. All these words coincide. All these words, they talk about the same thing. It ain't that mishmash that we get out of the New Testament. So you decide, you be the judge. Is the New Testament saying the same thing as these men in these Old Testament writings? And they all in line, they all in sync. It says, when the king joins forces, when they advance together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror, trembling, seized them there. Pain like that of a woman in labor. The Most High said that's going to happen in the future when he brings this judgment. He said, you destroyed them like the ships of Tarshish, shattered them by that east wind. We read about that east wind before. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of Yah Almighty, in the city of our Elohim, Elohim makes her secure forever. So they speak in future tense prophecy too, and they're talking about the same subject, right? The city of Yah on earth, in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, and this is nowhere near the heaven that they preach in church. In your temple, O Elohim, we meditate on your unfailing love. And we just read that too, that we're the apple of Yah's eye. Why he loves us so much, we're still trying to figure that out. But we need to get right so that we can receive what rightfully belongs to us as the apple of Yah's eye. Like your name, O Elohim, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Praise Yah. Thank you. We need righteousness now more than ever because so much corruption, so much violence, so much wickedness, so much bloodshed is going on in the earth today, Yah. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgment, and we're living in the midst of the judgment right now. So again, we should be rejoicing. It's like the prophet Zephaniah said, in these times that Yah is about to bring his judgment. Walk about Zion, go around her. No, it didn't say walk about heaven, you know, golden slippers. It says walk about Zion. That's an earthly place. For around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. So we're supposed to be talking about this Jerusalem that's going to be secured by Yah forever with this fiery war when he brings his temple down to set it on his foundation. Sorry to Buzz Boy. They just keep passing. For this Elohim is our Elohim forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. Is Yah your guide? Is he your Elohim forever and ever? And if he is, you have the everlasting life, because he can't be your Elohim forever and ever if you don't live forever. Get my drift?
I get your drift, and I suspect that the listeners get your drift too. All right, my brother. All right. It was a nice study sessions, and I pray that the Most High enlighten and give some understanding to our brothers and sisters out there, and even different nations, so they can get their game together and make the right application as far as the Most High Word is concerned, in every aspect of your lives to become second nature to you, an innate part of your character. Well, Cartrell, I don't know where they going, but we're going to get ready to get out of here. Cartrell, any closing remarks, my brother friend?
My prayers for our people that we become truly the apple of Yah's eye, and I hope that these studies and meditations lift us up to a higher level, higher and higher, because the cream rises to the top. Right now we're on the bottom fighting to get to that position, but with Yah as our help and our guide, he has to be our guide. We have to learn how to make him our guide. And the more and more we think like our King, King David, King Solomon, we'll get closer to the Most High. And it takes humility and acknowledgement of our sins. King David said, my sins are more than the hairs on my head. How many of us are humble enough to acknowledge that? So we got to be in that mindset and learn how to reconnect with our Creator like the animals on the ark did. Because if they had that power, we got that power too.
Well, King Dawood said his sins are more than the hairs on his head. My sins are more than the hairs on both of our heads, Cartrell. A lot of people be telling me, and I do tell people this. I say, you worried about the little skeletons in your closet? Get them out of here, because I still got the whole graveyard in mind. I'm digging up bodies.
Got
and
the whole
up.
Graveyard.
Yeah, the whole graveyard.
Listen, when King David said, my sins are more than the hairs on my head, I looked in the mirror at my afro, and I said, damn. Because, you know, our ancient fathers had afros. We ain't got them, you know, white, you could count probably white people here, but you try to count them hairs in your afro.
It would be very difficult. And that's,
see how many you got.
That's a lot. It would be David, King Dawood. I mean, the brother's just humble, and he ain't trying to fake the funk. He ain't trying to hide nothing. He tried to put it on out there. You know, I ain't trying to cover up my faults, my shortcomings, because that's not going to help me. I'm exposing myself. I'm crooked in a dog's hind leg. I'm letting y'all know this. But I trust in Yah to give me a new mind, a new thinker. I love the Most High with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and my neighbor as myself. And I did a thirst after righteousness, so I could continue working on myself. I know I have to work on myself. And brothers and sisters, you got to have that mind. You got to have that mindset. You got to be humble. Just because you got a little money, a little education, a little whatever they got you, they gave you in this society, it ain't going to make you no better than me. Whatever they gave you ain't going to make you better than me, okay? But what make you better than me, if I'm not doing the right thing, is seeking righteousness, the righteousness of Yah, and being humble. You ain't no better than me. I ain't no better than you. Stop looking for that mindset. Escape from that, as Yah said. Escape spiritually, physically, and mentally from that way of thinking. Cartrell, my brother, any closing remarks? If not, we finna get out of here.
Just one thing, because you always bring up King David. And like you said, he was remorseful. He acknowledged. He was humble. Just contrast that with Donald Trump. Your man is not remorseful. Your man has no humility. He's arrogant. And is that what we want to be?
No. Because I look at him. He could unlatch King Dawood Sanders, okay?
You're right about that.
He couldn't unlash him. He couldn't lash him.
The he wouldn't even be worthy to look at King David.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather for King David say, hey, I did it. I'm working on it. It ain't right. I know it ain't right. But for this arrogant individual to say, yeah, I did it. It's right. And I'm going to make it right. And you're going to like it.
That's true leadership, what King David does, because he knows his flaws. And he has to make improvement. Why? Because he's in the eye of the people. If he don't see his own flaws, the people see his flaws.
It's
like Donald Trump. He can't see his own flaws because he's not retrospective. He's not introspective.
Right.
He think he can do no wrong. Whereas King David said, I got more wrong than the hairs of my head. That takes humility for a king to say that.
But the people loved him. They
loved him. That's right. Because he was pure-hearted. That's why the Most High loved him. Because his heart was pure. How pure is our heart? Are we trying to hide stuff from ourselves and from the Most High and from the public? Because you could lie to yourself.
You know, I talked to my daughters, and I was jokingly talking about both of their mothers. And I said, I bet your mama said this about me. I said, but they probably was right. I said, your daddy wasn't even that. I didn't try to sugarcoat it. I said, your daddy wasn't S. I keep it real. I said, your daddy wasn't S. I used the S word. And I meant it. But, you know, as you get older, you should get wiser. And you should treat people better and do better. So I didn't try to down their mothers or whatnot. You know, I said, your daddy wasn't about nothing. Your daddy was selfish, a selfish son of a seagull. And so I don't try to sugarcoat it because the truth going to come out anyway. So I'm jiving and conniving. And I think that's why my daughters have a better relationship with me as a father than to try to me to be self-righteous, better than now. All the sense in the world. I don't try to come off with that. But I try to come off. I'm connected with Yah. And I love them. And they're going to make mistakes. And they're going to have to own up to their mistakes. And they're going to make their bed. And they're going to sleep in it. And I'm not going to sleep with them in it. Okay? So you got to let your children know.
That's where spiritual healing comes in. When you acknowledge what you did wrong. You can't just keep it hidden because that's a burden. And that type of burden will kill you internally. It'll kill your organs and make you sick. Spiritual healing, it goes into the physical. And when you get that stuff off your chest, you're wrong and you're trying to make improvement, you feel like a better human being. You can breathe better, you can walk amongst people better. People respect you more as opposed to you still trying to hide your dirt, you doing your dirt.
Exactly.
And you're trying to make an appearance like you clean, like you pure, like you better than anybody else.
Nah, I ain't better than nobody. And I ain't trying to be better than nobody. I'm just trying to find a better life for y'all. Yeah, I'm just trying to find a better life with y'all and trying to clean up my own act, my own backyard, and in the process, help others do that. As I said, I've connected with some Hebrews in Madagascar, and I try to show them some love, too. You know, Hebrews anywhere, Hebrews everywhere to me, and because I know that their cost of living over there, they're living hard on the boulevard. And so I've connected with them and try to help them out and whatnot with the best I can because $5 go a long way in Madagascar. $5 over there is like $500 over here. And so and when I help them out, they be, oh, man, for real? You sent me that much? Man, ain't number $5. What are you saying? You know, so be grateful for what you got. And if you got something to help somebody out, help our brothers and sisters out, you try to do the best you can to help them out. Just like Cartrell's son. He's in a position to put forth a great idea to help our nation. And if I'm in a position, you're in a position to help him out, that's what we need to start thinking like. We need to start thinking the bigger picture. It ain't just about you. It's about us. And until you can get your mind on that level, it ain't about you. It's about us. You're going to always be about you like a dog chasing his own tail and ain't going nowhere. Cartrell, my brother and friend, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, my brother and friend.
Most High bless you, too, my brother, and your son. Listeners, we're going to get out of here. We hope that you studied right along with us and you enjoyed the camaraderie and this laid back. We laid back on the real talk, but we're serious about what we're saying. Don't take that for granted. We're deadly serious about what we're saying. Although we may approach it quite differently than other people and their studies, but we are quite serious about our studies. And we're quite serious about what the Most High says. And that is that you apply what he says in your life. And be like those animals that went on that ark. Follow instructions. Follow details. You'll come out a winner. May the Most High bless you. Enjoy the song. And we're out of here. We love you. Good night. If I find the song, listen. Yeah, I found it right here. That's what I want, no? Yeah. Okay, now I want this one. We love you. Shalom. Let me apologize. I forgot something. When I forget something, I try to rectify it. I want to thank little young brother Gregory and all the little young brother Gregories and the little sister Gregory Heights. We love you. We try to listen to you because you have something valuable to say. And you are a part of our nation, our youth, no matter your age, if you're 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You are our future. And what you have to say is very valuable. And we love you too. Brother Gregory, we haven't spoken to you in a while. We got our eyes on you. And you know we love you too. May the Most High bless you. And may the Most High bless all of us. Shalom and good night. Enjoy the song.
A harvest for the children.